ADP knows anything you hear, anything you don't hear, anything you kinda heard, anything you weren't supposed to hear and now have to pretend like you didn't, can change the world of work. From HR to payroll, ADP designs forward-thinking solutions to take on the next anything.
Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, October 14th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. A day after Wall Street's sharp rally, U.S. stocks pull back. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 404 points, or 1.3%, to close at 29,635. All 11 sectors of the S&P 500 posted losses. The broad index was down 87 points, or about 2.4%, and the Nasdaq finished down 328 points, or about 3%. Investors reacted to a mixed batch of earnings from big banks. Here's WSJ banking reporter David Benoit.
The banks are essentially saying the economy is strong right now. We're not sure about the future. And what they're saying is with the Fed raising rates, with the war in Ukraine, with a general slowdown expected in the economy, we're not quite sure what's coming. We're aware that consumers might dial back spending. We're aware that there will be other issues that we're going to face. And we think that that's probably brewing.
Shares of JP Morgan Chase were up 1.6%. The bank's revenue rose more than expected thanks to solid consumer spending, high interest rates, and strong performance on its trading desks. Wells Fargo was up 1.9% after delivering stronger than expected revenue, in part because of a jump in its net interest income. But Morgan Stanley bucked the trend, down 5% after the bank missed analysts' expectations for both earnings and revenue. Elsewhere, shares of United Health rose 0.6%. The company raised its profit outlook for the year after posting a 12% increase in third quarter revenue. And shares of cloud computing company Nutanix were up almost 25% after we reported the company's exploring a sale after receiving takeover interest, according to people familiar with the matter. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.